Hi guys, I'm Rumi and this is the Tea Time Podcast. So, I've been feeling all types of inadequate lately and I had no idea how to express what I was feeling or how to get myself out of the funk that I was in. I think I'm a pretty self-aware person, but I definitely do need to work on processing my emotions properly. Better yet, I need to work on identifying my emotions. So it's really identifying and processing my emotions. I mean, I know that there is something wrong or that something doesn't feel right, but I don't always know why, what it is, or even what caused it. So I sat myself down, like I always do when something is bothering me, and I asked myself a few questions, you know, questions which I had to be 100% honest with the answers. And while it sounds like, you know, hey, whatever, easy peasy, being 100% honest with yourself is not as easy as it sounds. Take it from me. But I vow that I'm going to be 100% honest because this doesn't feel like me. And I wanted to get to the root of the issue that I was having. Right? I mean, I know you guys probably think that I'm an absolute crazy person at this point. What do you mean you sit and ask yourself questions? Do you answer the questions too? And to answer your questions, the answer is yes. I ask myself questions all the time. I reflect and I provide answers to get to the root of whatever I'm facing. Because that's something that's important to me. And in an effort to live a fair life and to be a genuine and decent human being, I'm not always right. And this is how I self-assess. Right? So my questions were simple and pretty straight to the point. So it started with, you know, the regular. How do you feel? When did you start feeling like this? What do you think is the cause of what you're feeling? And what did you do differently before feeling this way? You know, those sort of things. I'll spare you all the answers, but long story short, after going through all the answers and having a real moment with myself, I figured out that it was me. I was the problem. I was comparing my current self to the person I think I'm supposed to be in my head. So I'm comparing the now me, the real me, to the fictional me, which, if you think about it, it's mind-blowing and it's messed up on so many different levels. Like, how did we even get here, right? Since I became a thinking adult, right, I never really cared about what other people thought of me. Like, opinions of everyone else was, and still is, irrelevant, right? I have been living how it suits me and just pretty much doing life on my terms. You know, it was always about how I felt about me and how I saw me. Good, bad, ugly, and in between. And saying that out loud, it sounds kind of selfish, actually. But it works for me. It's the truth. And I love it for the most part. So I'll do a project or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Paid, free, whatever. So I'll work on something, right? And I get raving reviews. This is great. This is awesome. How did you do this? And for me personally, I won't be pleased because I feel within myself that I could have done a lot better. I could have done more. Like, this doesn't look how my future self projected that it would look. I haven't lived up to her standards. And then I would get down on myself for not doing better, and then I would get mad and I'd be in a mood, right? So while some level of this is healthy because it propels you to do better the next time around, in excess, it really does more harm than good. This isn't something that's new to me. I've had negative self-thoughts. I think that's what we're going to call it. I've had negative self-thoughts before, but it was never quite as subtle as this. It was, this time it's different. You know, normally it's like thoughts of, oh, you know, you're not good enough, or this isn't good enough, fix it, do better. And then I'd be able to control and dismiss those thoughts. But this time it came in slowly. You know, it wasn't a slur of harmful words. It was just a feeling that I had. And I didn't know that I was comparing myself to myself, which is weird, for want of a better term. I mean, I felt fine until I didn't, and I wasn't able to write my thoughts down, and then I disliked every piece of work that I created. And it was just a mess, and it's something that fostered, as in it snuck up and it snuck in, and it just took control without me even realizing that something was happening. I believe that how a person feels about themselves sets the tone for how others see and treat them. Personally, I think it's the only thing that counts for several reasons. Main one being that no matter what you do, there's always going to be naysayers. You're doing good, you're not doing good. Like, it's impossible for you to live for somebody else. And it defeats the purpose of living for you to compare yourself to somebody else. Everybody's journey is different, and we all have ups and downs and things that we don't talk about and we don't share with the public. So comparison is a thief of joy. I think I read that somewhere. As much as we try to block out the external noise, it's equally as important to have a positive self-talks and to also mute that internal noise, that voice that says, you know, you're not good enough, this won't work, you will fail. So what if you're not perfect at something? I don't even think perfection really exists. There is beauty in being flawed, and there is joy in improvement. Knowing that there is better and striving for that. Can you imagine if we all were flawless in all that we did and we got everything right on the first try? I mean, what would we then have to work towards? I know for certain that I'd be bored out of my mind because my attention span is yay much. Nano, little bit, hardly there. I think fictional me is great at everything. Fictional me is perfect. But I'm working to get rid of her, as she's more harmful to the real me than anything else. And it's not a switch that I can flip. Like, you know, all right, from now on, I'm going to be, you know, all positive and sunshine and rainbows, because, yes, it's going to be a work in progress, especially because these thoughts present themselves in so many different ways. It's like as soon as I have a handle on everything, it comes up with another way to sneak in, if you know what I mean. So I'm used to the whole the bombing approach, the pounding, the noise, and everything. I'm used to it coming on strong and hard, where I can identify right away and I can be like, nope, not today. But this time it was slow creeping. And I think what really caused it is I had so many things on my plate to complete this week. And normally I would get through my tasks, like, you know, I'd be on it, on a roll, fire rapids. And this week, it was more slow moving. So I got disappointed in me. And my future self was like, not my future self, my apologies. My fictional self was like, girl, you are dropping the ball. What is you doing? So I think that's what really brought all of this on. So while it wasn't like a snowball of harmful words or slurs, it's still as damaging. I don't have all the answers or a fix for these feelings. I don't even think a fix really exists. But my recommendation is that if this is something that you're experiencing, or if this is something that you're going through, is to take a step back, do some reflection, and get to find out what the root cause of what you're feeling is. That is what I find that works for me. And also, be open and honest with yourself. Be vulnerable with you. That's one of the most freeing things that I can tell you to do. But most important of all of this is to really mind your self-talk. I mean, your brain and your thoughts aren't always correct, contrary to popular beliefs. Sometimes you have to be like, yo, yeah, head a fuckery attack, and me just not gonna listen to you today. I'm not sure. I don't know, because this is not something that people readily talk about, their struggles or whatever. But if this is something that you are going through, or if this is something that you have experienced and you have other ways to cope, instead of talking to yourself like I do, I would definitely love to hear them too. There is no one solution for everything, as we all know. What worked for the goose might not always work for the gander. And yeah, just hit me up and let me know what it is that you do, or how it is that you go about readjusting. Thank you guys so much for listening and for bearing with me with this late episode. And of course, as I always say, you can keep up with me between episodes by, of course, following me on Instagram at Empress_Stefania. Until I talk again and you guys listen, keep smiling, stay safe, and I will steep you next week.